cosmos, I call it chakra, thinking about right now. First of all, we should be aware of that this knowledge that we are looking at, it's deep. I mean, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Tibetan Buddhism, mysticism, the knowledge embedded in there is very advanced. I would say the most advanced of those ages, and far more advanced than in our superficial modern age. So we should first of all learn humility and treat these writings and drawings and so on with respect, not thinking that, oh, it's so different from what I'm used to, so it's probably nonsense. So we got the color chakra, and color chakra means the wheel of time, but then I describe it, well, the way it is also described in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. Actually, as far as I understand, more in the inner circles, this is considered almost secret, esoteric knowledge. And we often find that in these old cultures, that we're getting into what today we may find in the academic world of experts in their closed chambers. I mean, it's always been there, kind of. Certain things are only meant for those on that level who can actually understand it. And it's powerful knowledge. So the Kala Chakra, we see it here on these sand mandalas they make, which is really a yantra. The Tibetan Buddhism is quite influenced by Indian Vedic teachings. And one interesting thing I found here, well, first of all, the way we describe this, we can describe it there, the 2D, that is actually 3D, and it's the material Mahabhuta elements down there on the ground, which represents, of course, then the world of matter. And then from those elements, a building rise. A building that has several floors. The first one represents the physical body. The next one, the mental body. And so on. And up on top there is in Tibetan, in this Kala Chakra, is a couple, a divine couple in sexual union. So it's a cosmological model, which, just as we spoke about last time in the end there, includes its three worlds. of the physical world, of the senses, the physical senses, and the mental world, the astral realm, can both be seen microcosmically as how this is our body and our mind and so on, but also macrocosmically, then it's the body of God, the Virat, and the couple there on top are Lakshmi Narayan or Parvati Shiva. Of course, it goes all the way, that union there, the two that is one. So again, it's mystical. And it's connected to Tantra up there in the Himalayas. So I guess it's deep when you, if you really want to study that. But here, what we need to look at is that, yes, we have a cosmic model here. And it's there also in the Sri Yantra. So it's a pretty universal thing. Also three worlds. And the four directions, which really, I would say, in a very smart and essential way, describe the physical world. Isn't it? Because it's the world of directions, it's a 3D world. 3D means three directions, three dimensions, okay, but depth, width, and height. So here we've got the entire existence, the entire cosmos, but again, shown on the idealist foundation that, yes, at the center, at the top, as well as at the root of it all, is life. And then, down there somewhere, life gets a kshetra, a field of action, an environment, and that's what we find ourselves in now. We have this physical body, stula sharira, in the realm of bur that it belongs to, and that's the field of action. So we can look at that Gita verse there. And kind of, yeah, really get that point across of three worlds and what they mean.